Blog Talk Radio.
Dr. Parker, we on.
Good evening and welcome to Bible, a program that we have, meaning basic instructions before leaving Earth. Hosting it tonight is Brother Lewis Parker, Jr., sponsored by the Darien Loop Church of Christ in Houston, Texas, where Brother Lewis Parker IV is the minister. And this has been a very happy situation that is going on. Ooh, it's real good. Tonight, we want you to turn to Psalms chapter 1. And we're going to be talking about the happy man of Psalms, happy man of First Psalms. Hey, this is, listen, those of you that are believers, and not only believers, but those who have obeyed the doctrine of Christ, we need to know that the Bible has instructed us how to live a happy life here on planet Earth. My God, he's a wonderful God. Notice this. What are we doing on Earth? What is Earth for? This was created for the pleasure and righteousness of man toward God. And if we don't try to do it, we can't make it in. The happy man of First Psalms. Open your Bibles to First Psalm. The Bible reads, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Ooh-ray! You see, that's what we are to do while here on earth. Happy. If he's blessed, he's happy. Is the man. The man desires happiness and abhors misery. Man has been created for happiness. Ooh-ray! Do you understand that? We have been created for happiness. Now, what do you think is going on Earth right now? Look at Satan. You see, if you want happiness, you have to abhor wickedness. But Satan is on Earth, and he's trying to take as many people to hell with him that he can. Ooh. Don't you want to live a happy life here on this earth? Psalms 1, he's telling us, blessed are we that walk not in the counsel of the ungodly. You see, here on earth, there are two ways, the dark way and the light way. The light way is God's way. And that's what we all want to do, is walk as God has instructed us to walk. And we can live a happy life here on planet Earth. You see, man has been created for happiness. But man has deviated from God's way that he seeks happiness where it cannot be found. Solomon searched for happiness in wisdom, wealth, knowledge, and power, but inclined all is vanity. He explained that all is vanity and vexation of the spirit. Evil is agony and vexation of the spirit. Yay! Living that life that God didn't tell us to live. Listen, how many listeners right now are out there doing some anything and everything? Where you are, it may be daylight, morning. We're international on this program. Tonight you might be out getting high, feeling good, trying to get to a club, trying to get to a strip club or something, to go to the hotel, motel, Holiday Inn, and commit sinful sins such as adultery or fornication. What are you doing? Are you walking in the way of happiness and being blessed? Psalm said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Hey, get out of that nightclub. Drop that dope that you're fixing to sniff or smoke or drink. Get out of the area that you're in where all of the homemongering and thieving and killing and everything you can think of is going on. We need to know the happy man of Psalms chapter 1. It's easy to know. When you read, you may understand what the Bible is saying. We are blessed that you go not in that way. Man has been created for, but man has so deviated from God's way that he seeks happiness where it cannot be found. Solomon searched for happiness in wisdom, wealth, knowledge, and power, but exclaimed, all is vanity and vexation of the spirit. If you're seeking happiness the wrong way, you're going to be full of vexation, weariness. You're on your way to hell. That God wants us to be happy, but be happy his way and not your way. See, our way is Satan's way. Just get a whole lot of stuff and things and all kinds of mess. And then as the psalmist said, you know, if we're going to be happy, he said, that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Yay! That creates a lot of vanity and vexation. When you get hooked up, you see a lot of people come and they obey the gospel and they have a good, clean spirit after all of their sins have been washed away. Their intent is to live a happy life in Christ Jesus. But ooh, soon as this good buddy or that other woman or some woman, or he may be married or he may be single, she may be married or she may be single, but get to thinking about it. Satan get in them, and they think about getting back out there in the world with somebody illegally. Ooh, night clubbing, having a good time, smoking that dope, doing a little crack, drinking an ice house or so, taking some scotch, drinking it. Ooh, what are you looking for? Talking about some sadness now. The happy man of First Psalms. He does not incline in the foolishness. He gets away from those that are sinners. And he sits not with the scornful. Walking not of the ungodly, does not heed ungodly counsel, nor standeth in the way of sinners. There are sinners of omission, John chapter 4 and 17, and commission, John chapter 3 and verse 4. I don't understand. Hello? Brother Brown?
Brother Parker?
Yeah, I got cut off.
Yeah, your phone was dropped.
It was dropped?
Yes, sir. We back on now.
Okay. Once again, we're talking about the happy man. Our first song. In verse 2, he said, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. Hooray! That happy man, but a man has so deviated from God that what is he seeks to happen where it cannot be found. Solomon searched the happiness in wisdom, wealth, knowledge, and power was exclaimed and is vanity and vexation of the spirit. The negative part of what we're talking about. His delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law, way that we meditate day and night. We've got to walk not in we got to walk not in the counsel of the ungodly. We do not heed ungodly counsel, nor standeth in the way of sinners. Way we got to walk in the spirit of the Lord, and his law doth meditate with us day and night. Now, I want those of you that are listening now, you may be listening now, or when you go to church listening and everything, or you get up in Sunday morning and you kind of got an idea to go to church, you're going, well, I don't know what for, but you got the idea to go. But when you get there, you're in that mood. But when you leave there, you must stay in that mood. Hey, you got to stay in that Christian mood. What are you talking about? He meditates both day and night. Now listen, during the day, all of us have moments to meditate. You see, we're on our job. But we don't want what's going on holistically on our job to rule us. We are there to obey the authorities on our job, but not let them lead us wrong. We're to love and be happy with them, even though they may be wicked and unruly people. Hey, you got to love them because they're still walking on earth, but do not be as they are, because they're gonna get their payment. You just keep the delight of the Lord in your heart, day and night. Bible, you do it day and night, but your delight is in the law of the Lord, the word of God, what he has commanded you to do, to walk in the footsteps of Jesus, to the job, to the grocery store, anywhere else that you're going. You're walking in the delight and footsteps of the Lord. You are a happy person, a man, in the presence of a wicked nation, a group of people. You got to walk there. You got the good, the bad, and the evil here on this planet, in this country, all over this planet. And we got to learn to walk in the footsteps of Jesus. Don't walk in the darkness and everything. Don't walk with the wicked. They are sinners of omission and commission. Now, nor you sit in the seat of the scornful. You sit in the seat of the scornful. Those not mark, does not mark, and ridicule the holy things of God. Those that mock and ridicule the holy things of God, get out from them. Avoid them. Hey! You see, we love sometimes to get around some no good people. I remember when first started letting Richard Pryor and other guys cuss outrageously on television. Even did CDs, the little things you listen to tapes on. Everybody was just talking and spreading that cussing and going on. People started using those words every day, all day long, calling folk other names. And you know something? It became so popular, nobody cared what you called them. There was a time you'd call somebody one of them nasty words, and they put their foot up your behind. But right now, children have picked it up now. Young kids get up and start cussing and speaking nasty about people. Ooh, you know how it got here. It got here during the crack generation, the drug generation, when they put CDs out, nasty CDs out with cussing on them and selling them everywhere. They got on television with all that cussing and everything. And now it's wide open in America. Hey! We got to teach our kids, stay away from that kind of stuff. Stay away from a scornfulness and foolishness and all kinds of holistic talking and acting. Get out from among those kinds. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Ooh-ray! When you live in the happiness of Psalms chapter 1, you are living the life of Christ. And when you live on this earth as a Christian, doing the things you have been commanded to do, you then prosper on this earth. You are blessed and you prosper. You see, everybody looking for some prosperity. All you have to do is to walk in the footsteps of Jesus. Do the right thing, and you will prosper. Now, I'm going to put it like this to you. God blesses you because he knows you. I don't know you. We don't know each other. I don't care how many psychiatrists you go to in this world. They don't really know you. The only person that knows you is when you connect with Jesus Christ through obedience of the Bible. You see, Satan used a lot of people. They think when in the end they're suffering. They think they're gaining when in the end they find out that they've lost. Because if you don't gain it right, you're not going to keep it right. If you don't live the right life to get it, you can't keep it. It's a quick little thing that you experience. During my prison ministry, I've known guys who had a whole lot, but they always ended up back in the jailhouse. And some of them, when they got back in the jailhouse, the years had got up about 30 or 40 years, so they were already 30-some years old, almost 40, so, you know, hey, they lost whatever they prospered. They were seeking stuff the wrong way. They had stuff, but they did the wrong thing with it. Ooh, hey, God knows you. When you give your heart to God, he's going to bless you. You're going to prosper, and that prosperity is going to be a beautiful thing that make you happy. Amen. Of Psalms chapter 1. Happy as he want to be. Ooh, hey! Meditate day and night. Tonight he'll be thinking about meditating on how good he's going to do for the Lord tomorrow. And when he wake up, ooh, hey! He gives the praise and the honor and the glory to God that he got up that morning. Ooh, hey! He walked out and he continued to seek after the love of God in whatever he does. And prospers that way. People see him. They say, you see him? I mean, he's a good man. I'm telling you, he's a good man. I wish I was like that. Wow, Lord, have mercy. That's the key to it all. Walking in the footsteps of Jesus. Meditating day and night. That's what makes the happy man in Psalms chapter 1. He said, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. He'll be steadfast, rooted, grounded into the truth. He walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, does not heed unto ungodly counsel, nor standeth in the way of sinners. Let not stand together and cooperate with sinners. There are sinners of emission and sinners of omission, sinners of commission. Nor delighteth in the seat of the scornful. Does not seek mark to ridicule the holy things of God. See 3 degrees of sinfulness. The ungodly, sinners, and the scornful. This shows the progressiveness of sinning being with evil control. We have sin out here. Sinners that know how to do what they do. They're working hard on it. But we want to be happy men and women for God. Happy men and women. What God has divined us to do. Look at Psalms chapter 1. He's talking about that happy man of Psalms 1. And he had to be, and he shall be like a tree planted by the water, rivers of water, that bringeth forth fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Way, we got to understand that. This man is compared to a tree. Planted tree does not grow wild of itself by the rivers of the water. Does not want but maintains to his fruit. It bears fruit because it's by the water. Bringeth forth his fruit, fruitful. His leaf also shall not wither, as evergreens, always beautiful. Trusted with the wicked man, not so. These things cannot be said of the wicked, or like chaff and enjoy things blown by the wind. With steadfast trees by the water that grows. About both must face the judgment. The ungodly shall not stand in judgment, shall be condemned, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous will be excluded from the righteous. The Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, approved by the Lord, makes for happiness. The way of the ungodly shall perish. Come to nothing. They also will perish hellbound. Hey! We're looking at tonight the happy man of First Psalm. And look what he said, verse 6. For the Lord knoweth the way of anything to do with wicked men, unrighteous men, that's men and women, all of the foolishness going on in the world. And they may even come to church, but we as righteous people must come out from among them. And be ye separate, touch not, taste not the unclean things, and God shall receive you unto himself. That is, get out of those crazy people's way. Let them sit in the church, be crazy as they want to be, wherever they want to be. Separate from the wicked. We can try to help them sometime, but we got to have some strong people that's going to try to help them. Amen. If they come into the doors or into the church, you got to have some strong people. You know, you got to continue to love one another as God loved us. But don't sit in the seat. In other words, don't start acting like them. Don't embrace their foolishness. When I came up as a kid in school, I could not embrace what all little wicked children were doing around me. My parents taught me not to have anything to do with those little children that are wild and crazy. And if I would have done that now, I probably would have been dead out there on the street somewhere, scraping and scratching for crack cocaine and everything else. I'd have been begging on the street corners and everything else, living in old raggedy houses and everything, doing whatever I could do for some people who work here for nothing just to get $2 or $3 just to go and get me some old crack or get me an ice house or something like that. That's what I would have been doing if I would have walked in the footsteps of the ungodly. And you need to hear this tonight. Do God's will. Is there anyone online, Brother Brown? Hello, Brother Brown. Is anyone on? Anyone on? Press button number one. Press button number one if you're on. Hello?
Yes, sir.
Is anyone there?
No, sir. It is me, your sister, Renee.
Oh, okay. But I tell you what, Sister Renee, tell her to step on and speak to me. Sister Renee?
I think she's studying or something, I don't know.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, I think she's studying.
Oh, okay. But okay, we still may be online or something, but I was waiting on Brother Parker. He said he's going to try to get on. So we've been on, what, 30 minutes?
Yeah, about 30, I'm a 40 minute. Yes, sir.
Okay. But if we have any questions, anybody want to say anything? If they're not on the phone, though, right? Nobody else is on the phone, right?
Right.
Okay, well, I was trying to get somebody to come on. Well, he may not be calling in tonight, but we'll tell everybody online and everything, we appreciate your presence on tonight. And one thing we'd like to say is that we hope, trust, and pray you're a member of the church that's in the Bible. That is the Church of Christ. We must hear the word, Acts 15:7, believe the word, Hebrews 11:6, repent of your sins, Luke chapter 13 and verse 3, confess Christ, Son of God, Matthew chapter 10 and verse 32. And then if you be submitted into water, that is, be buried in the water grave of baptism, Acts chapter 2 and verse 37 and 38. Now, when they heard this, they were pricked in their hearts, and they said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what must we do? Peter said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins. And so what we got to understand is that everybody that ever want to be saved on planet Earth at this particular time, since Christ has come 2,000 and some years ago, the only way you can be saved when he comes back is that you obey the gospel and live the life. Walk in the footsteps of the happy man of Psalm. And we will continue that on next week. Tune in next Saturday night, 7:30. Hey, and let's get happy on here. Thank you. May Jesus bless you. Brother Brown, we're finished.
Okay, yes, sir.